This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
We were talking about this on the show yesterday, that my son, who is now 14, has lost four lunchboxes since the beginning of this school year.
Four lunchboxes since September is a wild statistic.
Somebody suggested an AirTag on this lunchbox. It's not a bad idea.
Like, I just, where are they all going?
I know. It's, I don't know.
What is, like, the context behind losing four lunchboxes?
But he lost three or four of them last year. And so now I'm starting to think we got to do a better job of helping him understand, you know, like financial responsibilities, because I don't think he gets it. It's not connecting yet.
These cost money and aren't just falling out of the sky.
Right. Because he's like, oh, well, I'll buy a new one. So he takes his green light and he buys a new one. But that was our money. And like, he gets a little bit of money for doing his chores, and he puts money away in a savings, and he gives a little bit to church. But I'm not sure if what we're doing is really clicking, because it's just, we can just see him doing the same things over and over again.
Right.
I got a thing the other day, a charge on my car, $10 for Ball Stars. And I was like, what was that? He's like, oh, it was for the game. I was like, you don't have $10 for Brawl Stars.
But I need a new skins, Dad.
So people started texting in outside of that, of like things that they do with their kids or things that their parents did with them that were,
to instill financial responsibility.
But also we're a little bit unorthodox, which I like. I want to hear, what are your tips for trying something with a kid at that age to help them understand, hey, this is actually real money, and there's not, yeah, in fact, a money tree out back.
Instead of just saying, if you lose another lunchbox, you're going to have air for lunch.
Right. 617-655-1234. If you're raising a, you know, a fiscally responsible child, I need to hear about it, because we are not. Really? We're going to bring on my nemesis on the show, Dan? Is that what this is?
He's a wise man.
Aaron the Trash Guy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a little bit apprehensive about financial tips.
No, this is going to be some good advice, because okay, I care so much about you.
All right, what do you got for a parent?
So one thing we did was, with my oldest son, we used fake money that, you know, like that he got for chores and stuff. But from that, he had to pay rent, electricity, food from that. And if he couldn't pay his bills, hey, if his PlayStation gets repoed because he can't pay, then that's on him. And they kind of learn real quick.
Oh, I like this.
So your kid had utilities at 12.
Yeah, hey, you got to teach him young, right?
Wow. I never thought of that before.
I love the repossessing of the stuff. Like, yeah, repossess the PlayStation?
And if he has extra money from the stuff that he does, and if you want to convert that to his green light money, then he can do it like that.
Wow, that is actually really good. I never thought of it like that, because normally if we're taking away the PlayStation, he's getting in trouble for something else, like he's getting grounded for grades or, you know, whatever. But I never thought of repossessing it as a financial thing.
Yeah, well, if they learn, they have to earn it, right? Right, it's not a given that it's there.
Look at you, Aaron the Trash Guy. Look at you. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, we could be friends on a Wednesday.
617-655-1234. Let's see, Dan. We have, is it Suman? Good morning. How are you?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
What is your advice, Suman?
So they're 10, they're twin boys, and by the way, you live in Charleston, I go to Bunker Hill for work. So they go to a Brookline private school, and not the lunchbox, but they, one of the boy, Neil, lost like jacket and gloves, like a ski gloves, and then water bottle almost every alternative day. So what we did, they have a piggy bank, and right now he has $187.
Okay.
Just from grocery, backyard cleaning, all of those.
Right, we doing chores and things and like that, right.
Yes, and he's, it's heartbroken. When he counted every month, I said, here is the $10 gone. And it's working, actually. Literally, he's not there yet, but 90% solved. We just take the money from his piggy bank. Piggy bank is like his bank, his savings. So that's one of the strategy we did. And he understand that I have the savings. And then he said, it's very funny, can you have a bank account? Because you're taking money from me. So it's like, I can have my money safe in the bank account. So
that's, I love that. And it's not, and you're right, it's not just lunchboxes. Barrett has lost multiple jackets, the gloves, like all of it. Thank you, Suman. I appreciate that. Let's see. Gina's from Danvers. Good morning, Gina.
So my advice is that, wait, as a mother of five, I have had to make my son work from the very beginning. Can I get 15 jelly munchies? Sorry, I apologize. I'm in the drive-thru. But I've made my son start working as soon as he turned 14 and could get a work license so that he could understand what it's like to have money and have to pay for things on his own.
And you said you have five?
I do.
Oh, my God. So that's a good idea, yeah. Actually, because Barrett is now 14 years old. I was babysitting at probably 12 years old and making money. Is easy that you're absolutely right. I love that. Let me grab Melissa real quick from Holbrook. Good morning, Melissa.
Hey, good morning.
What is your idea?
So our child did the whole thing with the Fortnite skins on PayPal, racked up a ton of money in like a night with his friends. And what I did was is I reported it to PayPal as fraud, and the said, all right, if this is fraud, then, well, I said it was like a young child or whatever. And they said, well, if it's fraud, then we're going to shut down his Fortnite account. And I said, okay, you can do that. And we had a conversation with our child and his friends that are at our house. And we said, that is stealing. You did not have our permission to spend this money. And that is what it is. These are your consequences. Your whole Fortnite account is gone.
Oh,
and
wow.
How much did they spend on Fortnite?
Yeah.
$225. But they meant to only spend $25, but that was a pill I was not swallowing. And I'll tell you right now, that was 5 years ago. He has never since then done anything like that. Every single thing is, Mom, may I please do this? Here we go.
If I took away Barrett's Fortnite, I think he would disown me. He might move out at 14 years old. It's like, I'm taking my PlayStation and I'm leaving.
You're the adult, man.
I don't know if I feel like the adult, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.